Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did anybody see that amazing show on Channel 4 last night? I have been looking forward to this show for weeks and weeks and weeks. I've recorded it.
What?
The End of the World Cult.
No.
See it?
No.
It's about a bloke called Michael, okay? And he, imagine this, right? He's just sat there one day, minding his own business, you know, it's just a normal kind of, I don't know, Thursday afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Guess what happens to him?
What? One day, by myself, I was in my trailer, and I sat down in my chair, just relaxing, and there was nothing on my mind in particular. And then God said to me, "You are Messiah."
That must be the weirdest thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
One day, you're just sat there, like, you know, minding your own business, you're a bit bored at work, and God tells you you're the Messiah. I mean, how do you go about telling people that? I mean, what do you say to your boss? Hello, I'm going to need a little bit of time off.
Just got a few things to do.
Yeah, the end of the world is coming up on October the 31st, and I want you all to follow me. How do you break that to people? Let's imagine, you know, if I came into work, let's say tomorrow, it's anybody Friday. Oh, by the way, I'm the Messiah. Follow me, chappers. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
Do you know what? I wouldn't.
No, would you not?
No.
No.
I wouldn't really trust where you're going to lead me.
I think it must be quite hard to... It must be quite hard to come and break that to people at work. Anyway, the end of the world was happening on the 31st of October this year,
okay.
Right, at midnight. Now, obviously, on the show, the cameras weren't allowed in for the moment where the clock struck midnight and the world ended.
Right.
So they're all just sat there. Right, here we go then. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, God, it's midnight. Clock ticks over, nothing. It didn't end. The end of the world didn't happen. At midnight on the 31st of October.
Oh.
What happened?
I thought we'd missed it.
I know.
But it definitely didn't
happen. Unbelievable.
Right.
Right. I do actually quite feel sorry for this guy, though, because it must be quite hard, you know, being him, generally, because if
you...
A bit like me, yeah. No, because some people, if you say to them, "Hello, I'm the Messiah, follow me," some people aren't going to believe you, are they?
They're not. Some people are sceptical.
Yeah.
They are doubters.
Now, do you think if I tried to start this kind of thing, if I said, let's say now I'm saying, "Hello, I'm the Messiah, follow me," do you think people would actually do that? Let's put it out there on the text. 81199.
Are you trying to become the leader of a cult?
It seems that way, yes. So, yeah, let me know. I mean, would you follow me?
No,
at the
never.
End of the world, the end of the world's next Tuesday. Follow me, 81199. I'm the Messiah. No, thanks.
I'll just stay here on my own and take my chances.
These people are amazing. Listen to these. These are the kind of followers I want.
I think I really feel a lot relief that it's the end.
Yeah.
It's like that's what Father's saying now. Just a little bit longer and you're going to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Where you were meant to be.
Yeah.
It's like we weren't made to live on this earth away from Father. It's just going to be awesome. We leave this world behind.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
You'd just be followed by a load of people hoping they'd get some wine at the end of it.
Follow me, I'm wearing a pink tie.
Yeah. Let's all go to odd bins.
Yeah, let me know anyway. I'm the Messiah. Follow me, 81199. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pointless survey of the day on Radio 1. Oh, by the way, when we took the picture of you out, 0% of people said they had anything to do with radio, TV or sport.
That's
zero.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't court publicity, so it's all right.
Another pointless survey of the day. We've been on.
I don't go on cheap TV shows just to get mentioned.
Is that aimed at me? Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that aimed at you?
I don't know.
I'm reading between the lines.
Me too.
Well, that's just the way you're thinking, obviously.
Okay, I've got a few answers here. Okay, from today's pointless survey. But what was today's question that we asked on the streets of Great Britain?
Lewis Hamilton.
Britney Spears.
Colin Farrell.
Russell Brand.
Hugh Jackman.
Marilyn Manson.
What do you think?
Do you take my photo out again?
No.
Lewis Hamilton.
Britney Spears.
Colin Farrell.
Russell Brand.
Hugh Jackman.
Marilyn Manson.
Right, what do you think it was?
Ooh, who's the fastest in a car?
No. It was, which celebrity do you think is the smelliest? Do you want to have a guess as to who they said first? One of the most popular answers.
Liam Gallagher.
Okay. Here's who they say it is.
Beth Ditto is probably one of the smelliest celebrities because she's kind of large.
Now, that doesn't mean that you're smelly because you're large, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
Beth Ditto because she sweats a lot on stage.
Right, okay, well, yeah, I can see that. Maybe when she's on stage, she might smell a bit, but not like every day.
Probably Beth Ditto. She takes all her clothes off.
Right, so she takes
all
her clothes off.
There's no logic to these answers.
Not at all. She takes her clothes off, therefore, she's the smelliest celebrity. You haven't thought that through, love. Obviously, the normal suspects are in there.
Pete Docky. His teeth are very bad.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Good point, yeah.
Amy Winehouse, because she's got a wig, and under the wig it might smell, so...
Right, what does she keep under her wig that smells? What's she got under that wig? What do you think?
I wouldn't like to guess.
Cornish pasty or something.
Amy Winehouse, because she's got a wig, and under the wig it might smell, so...
Right, so...
she's got an annoying voice, actually.
Yeah. Now, there is a bit of confusion on the pointless survey about Russell Brand.
Well, I think Russell Brand looks, like, really smelly.
I think Russell Brand smells.
He looks like he smells.
I don't think he smells because I've met him before, and he looks a bit trampy, but he doesn't actually smell.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine that Russell Brand smells great.
I reckon he probably does. I reckon he's got a really good odour to him.
Yes.
Yeah. But she knows because she's met him, actually.
I don't think he smells because I've met him before, and he looks a bit trampy, but he doesn't actually smell too bad.
Raw. Where would she have met him?
I wonder.
I don't know.
What a surprise we found a female on the streets that met Russell.
A posh female in London that's met Russell Brand. Surprise. Then there's some really random ones.
I think Rebecca Luz is a bit smelly because... she just looks a bit dirty and unclean.
Right. Do you think they're saying that because of what she did with the pig?
I don't know. I agree she looks a bit dirty, but I don't think that makes her smelly.
No. Not... Oh, you don't need... Some people will know. Look.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. Some more?
I think one of the smelliest celebrities is Hugh Jackman, because he's big and hairy.
Right, big and hairy equals smelly to that man.
I think Phil Mitchell and EastEnders pongs a little, because, you know, when he's bald, you can see the drips of sweat going down his head.
Right, okay, that's weird. And
Colin Farrell. He just looks like, you know, he just stinks all the time.
Hey, Colin Farrell does not look like he stinks. Would you like to know one of the most popular answers on Radio 1's pointless survey of the day, okay? Here it is.
Britney Spears, definitely, she stinks.
And here's why.
I don't think she takes time to, like, wash anymore.
Right. Now, the next part of pointless survey of the day, coming up after 6, is amazing because we've been back out onto the streets of Great Britain for the next part, which is... But what does Britney Spears smell like?
Oh, dear.
I bet in a million years you will never be able to guess what the number one answer is. It's amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1
Podcast. Now, a few people are worried after watching that Channel 4 show, The End of the World Cult, last night, that if they follow me as the new Messiah, then it's all going to get a bit weird, because that bloke Michael was a bit strange, I have to say. Don't worry, though. I am not one of those dodgy cult leaders. I'm like a normal one.
Oh, really?
There won't be any of the weird stuff with me. You can, honestly, nothing weird will happen, so just follow.
Until you hit the wine.
Just follow me.
And then the glove might come out.
A lot of people are saying, lead the way, oh great one. God. Do you think I'm going to get the drinks in at the end?
Well, they're going to be sadly mistaken, aren't they? You've got at least 12 people now, innit?
There's more than that. I can see about 30 people now. Yeah. Don't worry, it's not going to be any of the weird stuff, just I'm a normal cult leader, okay?
Is it going to be like you've got Harajuku girls, kind of?
What?
Like, I've just got, like, an image of you walking along with all these people with, like, a real orange tan.
When have you ever seen...
And, like, white teeth, copying you.
When have you ever seen a cult leader with Harajuku girls? You weirdo.
This one last night had them.
What?
He had loads of women around him.
Well, yes,
do you not think all these people
on the text... Like I said, there won't be any of the weird stuff.
Do you not think all these people on the text just know your salary and are hoping for a handout?
Flipping hangers on. Oh, I didn't watch it right to the end. Apparently on the show last night, I didn't see this bit. Michael, the Messiah, set a new date for the end of the world because it didn't happen on the 31st of October.
Right.
And that date is the 15th of December, which is at the end of this week. Which I also... And payday. Rubbish.
Mochi mochi. Take out corner.
Boobies.
Boobies. Big booby cookie.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and welcome to Big Booby Cookie on Radio 1. It's day 4. Fran, our volunteer, would like her breasts to grow a bit. And who do you call when you want that to happen? You call us at Radio 1. Now, because every way of measuring boobs is a different, it comes up with a different result.
It's a minefield.
It really is. I didn't realise how difficult it was. Different results all over the place. So what we're doing now is we are measuring them with an actual tape measure. We're going back to the old school. Hello, Fran.
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Are you excited?
I'm excited today. A little bit, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Anything changing? Any feeling there at all?
Well, I'm not sure if they're bigger, but I tell you what, they definitely feel a little heavier. There's definitely some more weight in them today.
So there's weight?
There's a bit of weight, yeah.
Noticeably kind of...
Well,
heavier.
Well, a little heavier, yeah.
Are they sagging?
Scott, that's not a thing to ask.
Yeah, that's really not very nice.
I've looked at the pictures online, and they definitely, on day 2 and 3, look bigger than on day 1.
Cracking,
well,
I believe, is the term you used.
I was wearing the wrong bra on day 1.
I did say off air that on day 2, they do look cracking, yeah. That black top really accentuates them, I think.
All right, okay, stop now.
I don't think the red one on Monday did you any favours.
Okay. Right, now, we're trying to get some celebrities lined up next week as the big booby cookie thing goes on, and you said that you'd quite like Jack Pennarte to be one of these celebrity measurers. Anybody else? Because we're trying to put bids in for people now so they might be able to turn up by next week.
Noel Fielding.
Okay, yeah. Put that down. All right. You want Noel Fielding to measure your breast?
Yeah, he's a right laugh.
Yeah, but the thing is, he'd bring Russell Brand with him.
Oh, no, and I was going to say Russell Brand as well, so that would be great.
Are you really sure you want us to get Russell Brand round to measure your boobs?
Oh, I think it would be such a laugh, hey, yeah.
To be fair, he's not likely to say no, is he?
No, that's... Yeah, put the bid in now, Laura. He'll be straight back on the email. Of course I will. Forsooth. Right, OK. Now, how are you going to measure it today?
Well, my friend Chloe's with me. She is going to measure it. So she's here. She's standing next to me. In fact, she's standing behind me.
Good morning.
OK, so I'm measuring my chest. She's measuring my chest now.
OK, so your friend Chloe is doing this for you.
Yes, she is.
Hmm.
What's it coming up as, Chloe?
Is this the under bit she's doing?
This is the under breast bit, yeah.
OK.
Same with you. All right, well, it's closer to 30 inches today.
Oh.
Huh?
No, it's opposed to our 29 and a half inches yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is it now?
It's 29 and a half.
And it was 29 yesterday.
Yeah, 29 and a half yesterday, so that's the same.
Okay.
Okay. She's measuring the breast bit now.
Okay.
Okay, what's it coming up as, Chloe?
34 and three quarters.
Ooh, 34 and 3 quarters.
Wow.
That's a quarter of an inch.
They're going up.
Quarter of an inch.
So, that is amazing news.
Yeah.
Thanks to the F Cup cookies, you've gone up a quarter of an inch on yesterday.
Yeah, ooh, brilliant.
Are you pleased?
Yeah. Oh, you can see my smile.
Right, listen, tomorrow... Tomorrow we'll speak to you, and
okay.
I'm hoping for even better results tomorrow, Fran. I know we can do this.
All right, okay, all right.
Okay, eat the cookie now, the next one, yeah?
I will do.
Love you. Okay, bye.
Boobies. Boobies. Big booby cookie.
That's impressive. Quarter of an inch, eh? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, every day you hear about these stupid, pointless surveys which no one really cares about. So we thought we'd do our own. Oh, I've got another one here I just found. Out today, news that getting drunk at your office party could lead to you copping off with a colleague. Wow. Amazing. People were actually paid to go out and ask people that on the actual streets of Great Britain.
Are the higher percentage of people would do that if they were wearing a pink tie?
Yeah.
Do we know what the stats are?
I don't know what the stats are, but I'll get them for you. I'm sure some PR person will email them in to me now. So, our pointless survey of the day finishes with, what does Britney Spears smell like? It's the question that matters. It's the one everyone's asking. Now, I asked, could you guess what the top answer was? And surprisingly, millions of people did on the text. Not millions, but quite a few.
Really?
Thousands, I'd say. Here's what a few people said when we asked them, what does Britney smell like?
I think Britney Spears doesn't smell very nice.
I think Britney would smell like a wet dog.
Pickled onions, yeah, she'd be nasty.
Baby sick, and probably cigarette ash.
A warthog.
Gherkins?
Maybe spaghetti carbonara.
What?
That is wouldn't that be amazing?
I guess
because I love spaghetti carbonara, right? Imagine, she looks like Britney Spears. She smells of delicious spaghetti carbonara. That is the perfect woman right there.
I'm guessing that isn't going to be the top answer.
Well, no. What more can a man want, though? Looks like Britney, smells like your favourite pasta dish.
Maybe spaghetti carbonara.
Someone comes up to you on the street and goes, what does Britney Spears smell of? And you go, spaghetti carbonara.
Maybe spaghetti carbonara.
Is that what her perfume smells like, do you think? That'd be great. I'm getting that if it does. Right, I did ask you what the most popular answer was. What do you think it was, Chopper? What does Britney smell like? Top answer.
Well, I don't know if I can say what I would say. Let me write this down. Would be my answer. Yeah?
Because I can see what you've written. How did you come to that in your head?
I don't know, and I can't really explain it, but I just thought that she would smell of that, of fish.
Right, listen to this. This is what we asked people today, okay? That was the first thing you thought of. It came into your head then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So weird. Okay, here's what they said.
I think Britney Spears smells like Newland Fish Market.
Smelly fish.
I think Britney Spears smells of my fishbowl after it hasn't been cleaned for about 3 weeks.
Trout.
Britney Spears smells like trout.
I wasn't being that specific, but yeah. We're all on the same wavelength.
Why does people think that... What's that about? The first thing that comes into your head is fish.
I don't know, I can't really...
And you're the same as them. I love that woman, she was brilliant. Someone comes up and sticks a microphone in her nose. Trout! Listen.
Trout.
All right, calm down.
Trout. That's right. 64% of people, I think, British people, think that Britney Spears smells of fish. More specifically, trout.
Trout.
She might be my favourite ever, I think.
Trout. The
Scott Mills Daily. I don't think this cult leader thing is for me, after all.
Your followers aren't very committed,
well,
are they?
They're starting to revolt. I mean, I want followers like that bloke had on the programme on Channel 4 last night, like these people.
I think I really feel a lot relief that it's the end.
Yeah. It's like that's what Father's saying now, just a little bit longer and you're going to come home,
mm-hmm.
where you were meant to be.
Yeah.
It's like we weren't made to live on this earth away from Father. It's just going to be awesome. We leave this world behind.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're proper followers.
They are.
Mine are moaning that the end of the world is going to mess up their weekend because they're going to miss the X Factor final. Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Excuse me, madam. I'm just doing a survey. Can I just ask you, what do you think that Britney Spears smells of?
Trout.
I love her. People want that as a message alert.
Trout.
Yeah, so she does smell of fish. That's what 64% of British people thought on today's Radio 1 pointless survey of the day.
I think Britney Spears smells like Newland Fish Market.
Smelly fish.
I think Britney Spears smells of my fishbowl after it hasn't been cleaned for about 3 weeks.
Trout.
Britney Spears smells like trout.
All right, see, what's Britney's biggest fan, Chris Crocker, going to say about that when he finds out about it?
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She's a human! Leave her alone! Leave Britney alone!
She doesn't smell of fish.
She doesn't smell of trout.
Trout! Now, you know what's going to happen, because that Chris Crocker guy is all over YouTube. What's going to happen now, sadly, is one of our blooming listeners is going to put 64% of British people smell of fish next to one of his videos. And he's
gonna 64% of people think Britney smells of fish. Not 64% of the British public smells of fish.
No.
That isn't true.
And also, that won't really upset him.
No. He'll wonder why on earth somebody's telling him that.
Oh, I've just got this pointless survey.
Leave me alone, weirdo.
No, someone will put that Britney's 64% of what is it? 64% of people in Britain think Britney Spears smells of fish.
Yeah.
If someone puts that on his website, it'll go bonkers. What's the point I was trying to make there?
You got there in the end. Well done.
Went around the houses a little bit. Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.